Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome with love to the Angel Walk-In and Team of Angels show. Happy pre-spring. It's coming, and I'm so grateful that we're already seeing the gorgeous flowers. And hope you're enjoying that. This show is about celebrating love and angel messages. I do this with the assistance of the angelic realm, as well as ascended masters. And I do this where I become a conduit for their pure loving energies as well as channel messages. I can see, feel, and hear the angels, and I pass the messages directly from them to you with love. We also get to meditate to connect to the universal love where I call in the angels. I periodically will be sharing articles that I wrote, YouTube messages, and angel messages to expand into greater love. I do offer donation-based angel messages on one question on the air in the areas of love, career, spiritual development, numerology, and lessons in the now. If you're interested in the reading by donation, you can go to the website angelroselove.wixsite.com/love. That's angelroselove.wixsite.com/love. You can also make a loving donation for this show, and if you choose to do that of any amount. And when you do make the donation for the reading, please include your area code in the message so that I know that the donation is coming from you and I can take your call. Before you do make that donation, just note that I don't do future predictions, and I'm also not the appropriate person for those that have huge financial issues, heavy drama, physical ailments, addictions, lost and found, or criminal cases. I work in the higher realms, so if you are looking for anything along those lines, with love, I'm not the right person for you. Off the air, I do also provide angel messages, love coaching, meditation classes, being a certified hypnotist, products that I created such as books, ebooks, relaxation, audio products, inspirational stickers, a four-part online series called Your Spiritual Journey to Divine Love, and a home class, Living a Peaceful and Joyful Life. And you could find out about that also on the various tabs on the website. And all of this helps to attract the magnificence of what the universe has to offer. The universe is your source and your supply. It comes from there through others, not directly from others. So if you have a consciousness of lack, you're going to create the lack. If you have a consciousness of prosperity, you're going to create the prosperity. It's all in a vibrational planet, and it all comes from within. So if you're new here, I want to welcome you with love as well as regulars. You can both listen and re-listen to the archive shows by going to the Angel Walk-In and Team of Angels on Blog Talk, iHeart, Player FM, Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. For those that want to call in for a donation-based reading, the phone number will be 515-602-9677. That's 515-602-9677. And there you could let me know after you make the donation, your area code and so forth. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play one of the YouTubes. It's, let's see which one. I'm going to do a special message on the true meaning of heaven on earth. And so enjoy this.
Hi, this is Angel. Today is a special message on heaven on earth destination. It's like I really feel like saying first how grateful I am to have you all be part of this journey with me. It's been quite a journey of bringing the human form into the frequency of the universe's vibration and knowing that that is the truth versus the ego vibration. And knowing that it's a lie. It's not about hating anything, it's all about love. So as we go on this journey, and I would love for you to feel what I'm about to say, the universe is your source and your supply. It comes from there, through others, versus directly from others. In other words, when it comes from the universe's frequency vibration, it's not coming from the ego's vibration. But when it comes directly from the ego's vibration, then it comes from the programs and the belief systems and the, all of those lies and programs, no matter where it's coming from, good, bad, right, wrong, it's still coming from the ego's vibration, convoluted with some mixed energies that are serving and not serving, that are empowering and disempowering. Whereas when it comes directly from the universe's vibration, there is no lack, limitation, fears, insecurities, doubts. It's all positive influences. Again, feel this. The universe is the source and the supply. It comes from there through others versus directly from others. When we go on this journey and understanding that, the ego has to go into what is called the protective mode, the fight-flight protective mode, whenever it feels challenged or endangered in some form or fashion, because that's what it was programmed to do. It's just a program filled with beliefs that were serving and not serving. You're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, and you're not your body. You experience the thoughts, you experience the emotions, and you experience the body. When you realize that and you come from the vibrational frequency of the universe, then you're operating more from your spirit and less from your ego being as active. Thereby, the lessons, which is Earth school, still occur, come from a different vibrational frequency, more positive outcomes, rather than coming from the ego's vibration, which has a lot of challenges because it's trying to fix, correct, etc. And when you get to that higher frequency of knowing this truth, then you're living in the world of the vibrational frequency of the universe's knowing of truth versus of the world and getting stuck in the universe's, not in the physical world's drama and stories and etc. And then you're challenged to stand in your power. And if you're sensitive, it's even more challenging. So then you get challenged by giving your power to the lies rather than to the truth, which again comes to the universe being the source, not the physical world being the source. Money doesn't come from the physical world. It comes through the physical world. Love doesn't come from the physical world. It comes through the spiritual universal world. That's when it becomes at a higher frequency of sharing rather than conditionally based giving to get kind of frequency when it comes from the universe. And prosperity comes at a higher frequency when it comes from the universe versus limitations based on belief systems that came from the ego's vibration based on the way you were brought up or the way you took on belief systems, etc. All of that is put together in knowing that heaven on earth can be extremely magical when you're aligned with the universe's vibration of truth. So my name is Angelica Rose. I'm an angel messenger where I see, feel, and hear angels. I also channel pure loving beings, the ascended masters, and so much to get involved with. One message I just heard to say is when Christ went up to the mountain for 40 days, he said, "Get behind me," those programs I'll use instead of the word he used. And he knew that when he came down from what I call the mountain, that the Father in him, the Spirit in him, was now talking, not his ego. And that's part of this journey on this earth plane. So if you'd like to get involved to expand into your greatness, you can check out the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. There are some books, ebooks to get involved with. The De-Stress and Spiritualize is one of the newer ones. And Gratitude Appreciation is one of the newer CDs, as well as MP3s. There's also online series called The Spiritual Journey to Divine Love, as well as private sessions, angel alignment sessions, energy alignment sessions, rather, and angel messages, as well as monthly events and meditation classes, being a certified hypnotist. For more information, again, go to angelroselove.wix.com/love. Make it a great day and take love to the higher plane.
Okay. Fun to listen to the YouTubes because the messages are so channeled, so it's always loving to hear what the angels want me to share with you all. We're going to go into our meditation portion, and so let's just take some deep breaths. And notice where your breath is, if it's on the upper part of your body or if it's by your stomach area. Sometimes people put a hand on their heart and one on their stomach to feel where the energy is coming in through the breath, and that will help. If you would like to go deeper into your state of relaxation, you could take a deep breath in through your nose, and you do this very slowly, hold it, and then take another deep breath, and then fully and completely let it out of your mouth. And you do that 3 to 4 times, and that will help bring the breath further down into your body and help bring a deeper state of relaxation. So as you take a deep breath, hold it, take another deep breath, and then fully let it out of your mouth. And then again, take a deep breath, another deep breath. And then fully let it out of your mouth and do that 1 or 2 more times. And you'll notice also that the mind chatter starts to settle down. Your emotions become a lot more calm and the body more relaxed. And then after the third or fourth time, you can do your regular breathing, focusing on your feet. And just notice sometimes color helps to go deeper since the mind can't pick up the color. It can't feel the color. The emotions can. And so as you focus in on either a white light for purification, pink for love, green for relaxation, gold for spirit, or any combination, in those areas that you would like to go into a deeper place. And starting with your feet, and just feel the color of your choice entering into the base of your feet as it works its way up towards the ankles. And the calves. The knees and the thighs relaxing. With the color of your choice. Working its way up towards the hips. The stomach area, as it works its way up towards the heart, calling in the angels, the ascended masters, to surround everyone listening and those that choose to listen afterwards with so much joyful love. As the heart expands, front, back, left, right, top and bottom. This is a good place to use pinkish, goldish light to help bring in a deeper place of unconditional love from the universe's vibration in through the heart, expanding it even greater. And feeling your heart expand even more as it opens up to this love, this joy and peace. As you move up towards the collarbone and the upper part of the back, relaxing. Shoulders. Dropping down and letting go of anything and everything that you may be holding on to, just to go into a deeper place of inner peace. Arms relaxing. Elbows, forearms relaxing. Wrists, hands, and fingers all relaxing. The whole entire head area, neck area, all relaxing. Imagine by your third eye in between your eyebrows and opening up of another eye that helps to open up your inner spirit. And just feel the sense of nurturing. And for a few minutes, we'll be playing some music. You can focus on the music or your heart with the beat or your breath. Thank you. take a deep breath, feeling inwardly this sense of love. As you become aware of your inner sanctuary and the connection to divine love, the truth of this love expands and expands into your mind, into your heart, into your body. As you feel your feet where they're touching, the lightness of it, feeling where you're sitting or if you chose to lie down, the lightness, the floating, the ease, the peace. As you take a deep breath, noticing where your hands are resting, becoming aware of your breath going in and out. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a huge hug. We'll slowly come back into the room. Sometimes it takes a second or a little longer than a second to acclimate. And our next show is going to be on May 22nd at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, same place, online. And sometimes people come to enjoy this experience versus having a reading. And so if you choose to have a private session, you can always go to the website angelroselove.wixsite.com/love. And I'm checking and seeing that no hands are raised, so the donations will just move on from that part. And so as we come together in this phenomenal new vibration that this year is bringing, it's an expansive year, moving those areas based on where you're currently at in your own life journey to these greater levels of truth and love and prosperity and health and joy and peace. It expands into these greater levels to remind us that we're not the physical form we're experiencing, either at the vibration of our humanness or at the vibration of our spirit. The ego has the personality and our spirit knows the truth. And so as we expand into this unification between the ego and the spirit, by the spirit being more active and the humanist being more of the follower rather than the other way around. When it's the other way around, it has a control mechanism, it likes to take charge, but when the spirit's more active, it has a flowing mechanism that flows with joy and peace and love at these higher vibrations of gratitude and love. And that helps to bring things to a greater place of joy. So life becomes more magical. All right, I will play music as you process that, and time does fly. It's already the end of the journey on this day today. So enjoy, and I'll see you next month. Peace and blessings.